800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's 9:07, time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. We're at 48 degrees and partly cloudy skies in Flemington. Today is Monday, April 13, 2015. There will be sun and clouds mixed today, a high of 73. Doesn't that sound great? Wind south at 10 to 15 miles an hour. It'll be partly cloudy skies this evening, increasing clouds with periods of showers late. A low of 53, wind south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 70%. Cloudy and periods of rain early tomorrow, a high of 66, winds light and variable, chance of rain 90%. On Wednesday, some clouds in the morning will give way to mainly sunny skies in the afternoon, a high of 66. Partly cloudy 62 on Thursday the 16th. Friday, cloudy early with showers in the afternoon, a high of 65 and chance of rain is 60%. And considerable cloudiness with occasional rain showers on Saturday, a high of 68. Temperatures in our area. I have 50 right now in over by the county complex, 48 in Reddington, 49 in Highbridge, and 52 in Phillipsburg, 49 in the Amwells. Good morning, Hunterman. From Chamber Radio Weather. Good morning, Hunter, and welcome back to Good Morning, Hunter, and HuntChamberRadio.com. Got my guests here from the Freedom House Foundation of New Jersey, and we have Glenn King, who's the Executive Director of Freedom House, and Dawn Mill, who is the Director of Marketing and Development. They're having an upcoming 5K race on May 9th in the area, and we felt we would like to bring them in, talk about what Freedom House is all about, and learn about that 5K race and walk for next month. So we're bringing everybody in here. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good morning.
Welcome to HuntingChamberRadio.com. You are the executive director of Freedom House. Tell us a little bit about what Freedom House is.
Freedom House provides residential long-term treatment for adult males that are diagnosed with substance use disorders. Mm-hmm. We also provide case management for women and children, women who are in jeopardy of losing their children, who normally have past addiction problems. So we will take the women and put them into our transitional living house, provide case management for them and the children, and advocate for them to be reunited through their children. These women are typically in jeopardy of losing their children because of their prior addiction, so they have open cases with the Division of Youth and Family Services, or now called Child Protection. And our adult males treatment program is long-term residential in a halfway house setting, and what that means is they're pretty much halfway out in the community and halfway in treatment. Mm-hmm. That consists of individual counseling, group counseling, didactic sessions. Each person is assigned a primary counselor. They stay there typically about 9 months on average. And while they're there, they have to seek and maintain full-time employment. They have to make a contribution towards their room and board. In fact, half of what they make goes to pay for their room and board. One-third of what they make goes into the bank so they can establish independent living when they get out. And the remainder of their pay is for their toiletries and things of that nature.
Wow. Okay. We're going to cover a lot of that in detail in just a little bit, but you can hear that there's a tremendous amount of effort and activity that goes on at Freedom House. And Dawn, welcome to Good Morning, Hunter. And you are the Director of Marketing and Development. And what does that entail for Freedom House?
Well, good morning. I am fairly new to Freedom House, only been in the position for 6 weeks now, so still learning. Mm-hmm. But I've been brought on board to raise the visibility of the organization in the communities that we serve and to raise the much-needed funds to be able to support the services and programs.
Excellent. What did you have marketing and fundraising and development background before this?
Yes, I've been in the nonprofit community for over 25 years.
Okay.
Worked for a local YMCA in New Jersey, and then also an elder care organization out in Union County.
Mm-hmm.
And so my passion to use my skills to help raise visibility and the much-needed funds.
Sure.
I'm looking forward to this and working with Glenn and his team.
Neat. So was there an attraction to this particular fundraising? Did you see a new challenge that you were taking on? What was the game plan?
Yes, it's definitely a new challenge. I think any fundraisers out there in the community will agree that, our job is to really, raise the visibility, bring in the much-needed funds, get an organization on an even keel,
mm-hmm.
so that they can continue to sustain themselves. And Freedom House is much needed to have those funds. It costs about $25,000 to put someone through the program.
Yeah.
That's no small chunk of change,
yeah.
And we heavily rely on the support from private donations, foundations, corporations, and the events that we have coming up.
Yeah. It's been a long couple of years, about 8 years we've been going through this recession, and so, institutions and organizations like yours, it's trying to keep itself going and sustainable. It's a tough game. So fortunately, I think we're past the tough spot, but still you're competing for all the same dollars that are out there. So I'm glad we could bring you folks in to talk about Freedom House. Mr. King, how did you get involved with Freedom House?
Well, I have a long history with Freedom House.
Okay.
In fact, in 1990, I was introduced to Freedom House by way of being a resident. So I am now recovering from substance disorders for 24 years.
Wow. Congratulations.
I came to Freedom House in 1990. My predecessor, who was Fred Real, brought me there as a resident on Christmas Eve of 1990.
Wow.
And I've been around the organization ever since, of course, in a different capacity.
Mm-hmm.
I came as a resident. I've worked as a driver. After I left Freedom House, I drove and for about 6 months or so, or maybe a little less than 6 months, I wanted to become a counselor. And from becoming after driving and becoming a counselor, I had to get certified. So I went to school and got my certification as a drug and alcohol counselor. I stayed there for about 5 years. I left and went to run a program in Paterson, New Jersey, called Millets and Fenwick House. I was then, after 2 years, recruited back to Freedom House in the position of a senior counselor. I then went back to school. I got my master's degree. After getting my master's degree, I was promoted to clinical director. And since then, I've become a licensed clinical alcohol and drug counselor, which is a step above being a certified alcohol and drug counselor. And after becoming a clinical director, I was then promoted in 2013 to executive director. So, I have a long time.
That's unbelievable. I mean, it's believable. It's a tremendous story, really. When residents come into Freedom House, and are they aware of everything that you went through from 1990 to 2000? That's a 23-year period of unbelievable achievement.
I try to make the residents aware. I try to make the community aware, and the reason I do that because of all of the stigma that's out there about alcoholics and addicts.
Mm-hmm.
I believe strongly in alumni development. A good percentage of our employees are alumnus of the program.
Right.
Like I said, we believe strongly in alumni development. I believe that strong alumni go back into the community and restore hope, because there's a lot of people that still don't believe in what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't believe that maybe people really need treatment. It's something that you can just kick. So you don't get the support. You don't get people wrapping around that, and it's not supported mm-hmm. in the way that it should be. And, of course, nowadays we know we can't afford not to do that with what's going on.
No.
But a lot of them go back into the community, and they see a guy like maybe myself who was maybe in and out of out of jail, prison. I found myself at one time being down in Railway Prison. And that was after
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
The retired Air Force general who headed the CIA and the NSA says the military could refuse to follow Donald Trump's orders if the Republican candidate becomes president. General Michael Hayden said on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher that killing terrorists' family members, which Trump advocates, is banned by the Geneva Conventions.
If he were to order that once in government, the American Armed Forces would refuse to act.
Hayden said members of the military are not required to follow an unlawful order, and killing a terrorist's family member would violate, quote, all the international laws of armed conflict. An American student held in North Korea is confessing and apologizing for committing a, quote, hostile act against the communist state. Otto Warmbier has been detained for nearly 2 months. He appeared in a press conference this morning at the North Korean capital of Pyongyang. He's accused of trying to steal a banner with a North Korean political slogan. Crude oil prices are mixed this morning, and experts are wondering whether the market has bottomed out. The international benchmark Brent crude was trading just over $35 per barrel. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples, make more happen.
SpaceX is working to fix the problem that caused a Falcon 9 rocket to shut down its engines just as the countdown clock reached zero.
3, 2, 1, 0. Okay, we have launch abort.
Even before the abort was called, the launch was delayed by half an hour because of a boat that entered restricted waters near Cape Canaveral. The rocket is carrying a communications satellite that will provide internet access in Asia. SpaceX wants to land the rocket's first stage on a barge off the Florida coast so that it can be used again in a future mission. A new iPhone could be on the way in less than a month. BuzzFeed reports that Apple will release a new small-screen iPhone and new iPad on March 21st. The new devices would be Apple's first product announcements of the year. The product launch will come a day before Apple's federal court hearing against the FBI. The tech giant is squabbling with the feds over a push to hack into the iPhone of one of the shooters in the December San Bernardino terrorist attack. Apple has filed a motion to dismiss the request from the government. New York Senator Chuck Schumer thinks airline passengers deserve more legroom. The senator says seats in economy and coach have been shrinking for years.
The average passenger feels like they're being treated as a sardine, squeezed and squeezed and squeezed.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer says the lack of comfortable seating is a big concern for passengers.
I think people feel more strongly about the lack of legroom and seat space than they do about the lack of food and no free peanuts.
I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It is 8:07, time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. It's 36 degrees in Flemington. Clear skies, 60% chance of precipitation. Today is February 29th, and it is Leap Day. One every 4 years. And the weather forecast from Weather Underground says that today will be rain showers this morning with
Some sunshine during the afternoon hours. A high of 59, winds west at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Chance of rain 60%. Winds could occasionally gust over 40 miles an hour. Clear to partly cloudy for tonight, a low of 34. Winds west at 5 to 10. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 53 for the first day of March. And rain likely 41 with a quarter of an inch of rain expected Tuesday night. Showers in the morning on Wednesday. Ample sunshine in the afternoon, 48. Thursday, the 3rd, few clouds from time to time, 41. And cloudy skies and 38 on Friday, the 4th. Temperatures in our area, I can see that rain just off to the west of us right now. It's 49 in Ringo's, 35 in Kingwood, 41.7 at the county complex, 36 at White House, 46 up in Tewksbury, and 45 up in Highbridge, 45 over in Pattonburg. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunter Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about any day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on, you know, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. And we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Well, this is Jimmy Dorsey, and it's so rare. Jimmy Dorsey is one of the Leaplings, and so how could I pass up a Leapling playing so rare? I was getting a kick out of the people that were being talked to on some other radio stations this morning as they were celebrating their 13th and 14th birthdays. One gentleman is having a big party by his daughter, who is, I think, 18 or 17, and she was celebrating that her father just exceeded her in years and birthday years. Only for right now until the next 3 years. And so she'll eventually get past him. So there you have it. It is Leap Day, that phenomenon that happens every 4 years. Let's see what other phenomenons are going on over there. Our traffic. HERTTM.com sends me my traffic. You can get it too. Just sign up or register with HERTTM.com. You'll get your alerts on the smartphone, or you can follow them on Twitter and get your alerts through Twitter, or you can get them on as a quick text. So it's 7:08 this morning, eastbound between exit 24 and exit 33. There's congestion, probably due to sun glare. It's Tewksbury to Bedminster. We're going to have some rain the next couple of days. You need to plan for that. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. So So what's going on Hunter Chamber Radio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. We'll talk about the market's last day in February. See what happens on the leap year day. And then at 8:40, we talk with Al War. We'll find out about businesses in Huntington County at Al War interview. At 11 o'clock, it's Chef Bill's Table, 11 to 12. Bill Kinslow brings you information about healthy foods and great recipes and good stuff that goes on over at Jake's and over at his class at Polytech. And Mental Health Matters, Larry Cartwright's on from 2 to 3, giving us information about the people who are in need of advice from NAMI of Huntington, as they may have brain injuries or brain illness. And Larry brings experts on to give you that advice. The people, places, and programs that go on at the Huntington Medical Center is reviewed from 3 to 4 on Huntington Medical Center on the air. Hot in Huntington with Georgine Trinkle is on from 4 to 5, talking about the viewpoints and topics that are making the headlines, and there's plenty of them. And finally, Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. Ruth Ann Brown is a celebrant and an officiant, and she anchors our Monday lineup and brings interesting guests on to talk about everything that is going on in Huntington. She has a different focus every week. And Ruth Ann Brown always usually has a guest. So I'm going out to see if there's anything about about Ruth Ann and what's on her plate. So Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour, you can find her page out there on Facebook. And she says that Christy Tallarico and Peter Amadeo. Sounds and stylings of Jaeger Soprano. These guys are really cool. It's been a long time to get them back in there. So you're going to have a great show learning about those folks. They are a lot of fun and lots of fun to Peter does some interesting imitations, and Christy and Peter have a great rapport. So that's going to be a great show. Ruth Ann Brown, Ruth Ann Celebration Hour, and Jaeger Soprano, who I brought on, back in last September. So that's the entire HuntingtonShamrock.com lineup. It's all there in the HuntingtonShamrock.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingtonShamrock.com. We'll be right back in just a moment.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Celebration Genesis for the week of the day with BrandyRush.com and Dave Clark 5. Not much to talk about today, for the week anyway, because there's usually not a 29th. It's Telecommuter Appreciation Week, started yesterday. And for today, believe it or not, there are some. National Cupcake Day is in Canada. It's Bachelor's Day. It's International Underlings Day. It is Rare Disease Day, which ironically is also yesterday as well. You would think that if you only get to celebrate it every 4 years, you'd like to find another place to put it as well. And it's Leap Year Day, which we've already talked about. BrandyLox.com, celebrations and observances for the week and the day. Pick something, get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, a letter to the editor. This is published by Craig Turpin and New Jersey Advanced Media on the 27th, says, Hunterdon Scouts help provide food to those in need. It's a letter, as I said, that was written by Toby Water in Clinton, and he says, to the editor, you may have noticed the many Boy Scout troops and Cub Scout packs who recently collected food outside all county businesses for open cupboard food pantry. Through the combined efforts of PACs and troops 118, 121, 190, 200, 288, and 901, the pantry received, are you ready for this? 4,882 pounds of groceries in one busy day. We are so grateful for the hard work of scouting for food, and our community responded so generously. And that was the Toby Water, is the pantry secretary of the Open Cupboard Food Pantry in Clinton. Doesn't that make you feel good that the scouts put together one little effort on one day and collected almost 5,000 pounds of groceries to help our people in need, people that we rarely think about, rarely even know that it goes on. So thank you. Toby, for sending that information so that we know about it. And thank you, Scouts, from 118, 121, 190, 200, 288, and 901 for making the effort to collect it. And absolutely thank you to all those people who felt compelled to be generous that day. Vitamin C for today.
Put a smile on your face. Watch your mother, watch your mother.
right, it's time for celebrity birthdays. Let's find out who has a birthday on...
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
The oldest Jackie Almanac has our celebrity birthdays, and it's Caitlin E.J. Myers' 24th birthday. Survivor's Remorse, Jesse Usher is 24. Save the Day lead singer, Chris Conley is 36. Law and Order, Peter Scanavino is 36. I'm Real Rapper, Ja Rule is 40. They Will Outlive Us All, Stephen Heskett is 40. Shane Johnson is 40 as well from Private Ryan, Saving Private Ryan. The Devil Cats, Annika Pontier is 44. Green Street Hooligans, Steve Hart's 44. The Bold and the Beautiful, Antonio Sabato Jr. is 44. Television personality and producer Joel S. Greco is 44. Sue Ann Braun is 48. Knocking on Heaven's Door actress Dana Schweiger is 48. The Mask, Iman Rush is 48. Shallow Hal, Lyndon Byers, 52. From The Hobbit, Dallas Barnett is 52. Motivational speaker, Anthony Robbins. Tony Robbins is 56. Denver radio personality, Chuck Buell, says he's ageless. comedian impressions, Joan Rourke is 64. Catherine Kelly Widget is 64 from Emergency. Big Bad Mama Susan Bent Sennett is 64. Cemetery Junction Albert Willen is 64. The Naked Gun 2.5. That would be John Rourke, 64. Moulin Rouge Kerry Walker is 68. 68th birthday of Ken Foree of Dawn of the Dead. Ted LaPlatte is 72 from The Mangler. Gretchen Christopher, 76. From Come Soft, singer of Come Softly to Me, Fleetwood singer. The Lost World, Jurassic Park, Harvey Jason is 76, Hockey Hall of Famer, Henry the Pocket Rocket Richard is 80, McClintock, Edward Faulkner is 84, stripper and actress Tempest Storm is 88, Lethal Weapon 2, Josh Ackland is 88, and the fallen idol, Michelle Morgan, is 96 today. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@hunchinger.com. We'll get it on the show to celebrate. There's the Fleetwoods. We'll be right back. Going to get Michelle Heidi on and find out about the markets on Leap Day. Hang on.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
You know, I know nothing about David Duke. I know nothing about white supremacists. So you're asking me a question that I'm supposed to be talking about people that I know nothing about.
Donald Trump is claiming to know nothing about the former Grand Wizard of the KKK. Trump told CNN's State of the Union that he wouldn't disavow Duke's endorsement and would have to do some research on white supremacist groups. CNN later reported Trump cited Duke and Pat Buchanan in 2000, explaining why he ended his affiliation with the Reform Party presidential campaign. Leonardo DiCaprio, Mad Max, Fury Road, and Spotlight are among the big winners at the Oscars. DiCaprio took home his first Academy Award as Best Actor for The Revenant. Mad Max won the most Oscars with 6, most of them coming in the editing categories. Spotlight was the upset winner of Best Picture. Officials in Ohio are identifying the pastor killed at a Dayton church. William Schuller was shot and killed in an office at the St. Peter's Missionary Baptist Church yesterday. His brother Daniel is accused of the murder and is under arrest. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO!
GEICO, we're all about consistency. As in, we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples. Make more happen.
The retired Air Force general who headed the CIA and the NSA says the military could refuse to follow Donald Trump's orders if the Republican candidate becomes president. General Michael Hayden said on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher that killing terrorists' family members, which Trump advocates, is banned by the Geneva Conventions.
If he were to order that once in government, the American Armed Forces would refuse to act.
Hayden said members of the military are not required to follow an unlawful order, and killing a terrorist's family member would violate, quote, all the international laws of armed conflict. An American student held in North Korea is confessing and apologizing for committing a, quote, hostile act against the communist state. Otto Warmbier has been detained for nearly 2 months. He appeared in a press conference this morning at the North Korean capital of Pyongyang. He's accused of trying to steal a banner with a North Korean political slogan. Crude oil prices are mixed this morning, and experts are wondering whether the market has bottomed out. The international benchmark Brent crude was trading just over $35 per barrel. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples. Make more happen.
All right, it's time to talk with Michelle. We have the one last day of February to see if we can make up some ground. And here's what I heard, Michelle, on another news item. They said somebody said, I don't know who they what resource was. Oil has bottomed.
Ah.
So if that's the case, and you've been giving me the correlation between oil and the markets, that means.
Right.
We should expect if oil starts to traverse itself up that the market should be going in the right direction.
That's what one would think, perhaps. And it's interesting because some of the key drivers, especially in January, were oil,
uh-huh.
China,
uh-huh.
and to some extent the Fed. Well, even this morning, China markets were down quite a bit. And the U.S. futures kind of sloughed it off.
And that's what happened the other day. That's what happened on Friday.
That's what happened on Friday as well. So, you know, back in January, any little movement in China created a, you know, panic type of reaction here in the U.S. and even in Europe. China cut their bank reserve ratios by 50 basis points. So both the Shanghai and the Shenzhen were both down quite a bit this morning. So I expected to look at the futures, but they really, really didn't affect things too much. European markets have been trading a little bit lower, but most of them have reversed the earlier losses and started to turn a little bit positive. Here in the U.S., futures are down slightly, but nothing too crazy. We have some economic data on the calendar for today. We have pending home sales coming out at about 10 o'clock, a couple of other smaller things, but there's really not a lot of economic data or corporate data coming out today. Kind of a relatively boring day on this last day of February being a leap day.
Right.
But it's interesting because you're starting to see commentary now in terms of, you know, looking into March as a bull, but when will it, you know, is it really going to hold? Is it not going to hold? So we're already starting to, you know, it's interesting because if indeed oil has leveled off and we already hit bottom, it will be interesting to see moving forward what effect, if any, if oil starts to go up, are we going to start to see the market, you know, right in alignment with them, or are things going to kind of not be as directly correlated but start leveling off a little bit more?
Right.
You know, I think, perhaps at this point in time, folks will start to factor a little bit more into corporate earnings, which, again, as long as the U.S. dollar continues to be, you know, a little bit stronger than other currencies, we'll continue to face some headwinds there. But all in all, like you said, all in all, today's kind of a boring day because there's not a lot going on to drive things one way or another.
Well, here's some headlines that I'm looking at while we're talking. One of them was you mentioned China. I have an article here. The headline says that China expects to lay off 1.8 million workers in the coal and steel sectors.
Oof.
So that's, I mean, well,
wow.
Considering that there are a billion people.
Well, that's true. It sounds like a lot of people, but I guess that's true. Yeah, that's true. Putting
yeah.
things in perspective.
So that's like 1%. But it sure looks like an ugly number when you look at it.
Right.
Number two is I was telling you about the, in my opinion, it has no, there was no real basis for it, but my opinion was that the Saudi Arabian government was trying to drive out the fracking and the shale industry.
Right.
Well, there's a message from the shale industry to OPEC that says, if the oil gets above $40 a barrel, we're coming back. So that's a little bit of confirmation that the price of oil, whether it was intentionally or not, had an effect
right.
on the shale industry.
Right.
And what else do we have? We're expecting another. Did you mention we're expecting a payroll report, jobs report?
I did not mention that yet. No,
oh.
I did not mention that one yet.
Oh, am I? okay. Well, there it is. So, what's going on with that, or what's the expectation?
That is a good question. I'm not sure. I have to look into that.
Oh, okay. So you didn't have it yet. All right. So I don't know.
I didn't have it yet.
I don't even know if that happens to be for today, is it?
Okay, I think it's later this week. It's
yeah, okay.
Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
what I. That's why
yeah.
I'm surprised.
Yeah,
I'm,
yeah, because that would be weird. Yeah, that'd be odd.
It wouldn't normally show up on a Monday. Right, we
right.
always do Wednesday,
right.
Thursday, and Friday we talk about payroll. Okay.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. Okay.
Okay, we're on the same page. That's cool. I didn't want to
no,
hang
absolutely.
Out to dry there. I got confused
oh, no.
by the headline. So.
Like I said, I think headlines, since there isn't a lot going on, they're trying to kind of dig a little bit up for later this week. A little bit early, I suppose, but that's okay.
So that's funny. So because they probably do things monthly, right?
Right.
Most of them do things
right.
monthly, except for like
right.
the weekly reports. The 29th, you're right, won't be normally on the calendar. Nobody would really do anything about that. So,
no.
So okay.
It's the economic data that only comes out on February 29th
every 4 years. Yep.
Every 4 years, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
So right now the futures are, according to this headline, it's lower, but that never means anything. That was like an hour ago. So where are they right now?
I know when I just looked before we got on the call, the Dow futures were down about 20, 25.
Okay.
S&P is down just a few. So basically flat for,
just
you know,
flat.
For,
yeah.
for the most part. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so we're
right.
we're ignoring China. We're the oil is apparently everybody, not everybody, some people think it's bottomed out, which appears
right.
to have happened based on the
mm-hmm.
charts. And I was telling you
right.
the other day that the chart suggested that we're going to bounce and go forward, go up. So all things are starting
exactly.
to correlate well right now. All right.
Yes, they are. Absolutely.
So
yeah, we'll see what happens today.
So what does one yep. do on leap day? What do you... It's just a normal day for you, right?
Just a normal day. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I thought about this morning. I was like, huh, it's a leap day. Maybe I should do something different, but I couldn't really think of anything.
So everybody's...
We've got quiet meetings and everything. It's not like I could play hooky and go out and do something fun. Plus, it's raining, so I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Right.
We're on tomorrow, or?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we are. We're on tomorrow.
Okay, March 1st. Excellent.
March 1st. Yay!
All right, first day of March, and we'll start to get in the swing of things. Cool. All right, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show. Every Tuesday, that would be tomorrow, on Some Things About Money and Hunter Chamber Radio. And Michelle does the investment update with me on every morning at 8:30. Except when there's really no news, which is kind of weird. All right, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment. Time to get Al War on the line, and we'll talk about Leap Day. Hang on.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
All right, it's time to talk with Al. We got Al Rohr on the phone, and it's Happy Leap Day to you, Al. And
yeah, happy February 29th to you and everyone
right. I was getting a kick out of it this morning. I was on the way into work, and another radio station was doing birthdays and with local folks, and I just loved the humbleness.
We did.
Excellent. As usual, a pleasure to talk with you and get a couple of laughs in. Happy Leap Day, and we'll talk to you in March.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Have a good one, Al. Thank you so much.
You too. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Al Rohr, Business with Al, giving us insight into businesses in Hunterdon County, retirement plans, and real estate. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Thank you. took the midnight train going anywhere. Just the city burning, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Tax returns. He maintains he's being unfairly audited and won't release his returns during an audit. Trump says anyone curious about his finances can go to the FEC and look at his more than 100 pages of financial disclosures. Super Tuesday presidential primaries and caucuses are on in about a dozen states this week. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are the Democratic candidates. The Republican race includes frontrunner Donald Trump, Senator Marco Rubio, Senator Ted Cruz, Governor John Kasich, and Dr. Ben Carson. Florida Senator Marco Rubio is blasting Donald Trump for not disavowing former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke's endorsement. At a rally in Virginia, the Florida senator said there's no place in the conservative movement for the Klan or Duke. You're listening to USA Radio News.
GEICO applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because GEICO has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. GEICO will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Donald Trump is taking inventory and talking about his rivals ahead of Super Tuesday tomorrow.
Appearing on Fox News Saturday, the GOP presidential frontrunner was asked about his running feud with Marco Rubio.
Well, he's desperate. He's doing very badly. They hate him in Florida. I'm up 20 points in Florida. They hate him there. He didn't even show up to vote. He couldn't get elected dog catcher in Florida.
Rubio calls Trump a con artist who would be beaten by Democrats in November. Rubio criticized Trump for misspelling words on Twitter and suggested the real estate mogul hire an illegal foreign worker to write his tweet. I'm Melody Burkett.
Ohio Governor John Kasich says he and other Republican presidential candidates may as well look beyond Super Tuesday. Kasich said on CNN's State of the Union he believes Donald Trump is going to sweep the Super Tuesday states, saying the key for the other candidates is to hold their own. Five members of the Ku Klux Klan are out of jail after a violent brawl in Southern California. Police in Anaheim released the man after looking at video yesterday. The recording shows the men stabbed three people after 10 to 20 people attacked the Klansmen, who intended to stage an anti-immigration rally at a city park on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples, make more happen.
The cruise ship Anthem of the Seas is once again returning to port early, possibly due to a storm and illness on board. Scott Pringle has more.
Royal Caribbean taking no chances this time. The cruise line company announced on Facebook over the weekend that the Anthem of the Seas ship is returning back to port in Bayonne to avoid a severe storm and provide guests with a comfortable journey back home. Now, some passengers on board did respond to the post saying the captain announced that people have come down with norovirus. And perhaps he's taking precaution, trying to prevent others from getting sick. Earlier this month, the ship cut a cruise short after passengers got tossed around in hurricane-like winds and 30-foot waves in a storm. Scott Pringle, New Jersey.
Each year, the IRS compiles a list of the top dozen scams that people are susceptible to, especially during tax season. IRS spokesman David Tucker says to watch for fake emails or websites looking to steal personal information.
They call a claim to be from the IRS, and they try to coerce into providing either a payment or to provide financial or personal information.
He says demand for payment and threats are scamming tactics.
We don't threaten to have the local police department come arrest you if you don't do what's being requested. We don't require that you pay with a certain payment method, like a prepaid debit card.
IRS spokesman David Tucker also says that they will not contact you via phone or email unless you've first been contacted by them via a letter in the mail. Just a few signs to watch for as you tread through tax season. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
Because of our strategy and our determination to accelerate our campaign, momentum is now on our side and not on ISIL's.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says momentum is now on our side in the fight against ISIS.
Our partners on the ground in Iraq have retaken Ramadi and are making gains in Anbar, while at the same time we're making operationally significant strides in our campaign to dismantle ISIL in Syria.
Carter said U.S.-backed forces have pushed ISIS out of the Syrian town of Shishadi. Shishadi was a key strategic location for ISIS forces. Carter remarked that the U.S.-led coalition is also going after ISIS with cyber attacks, though he would not elaborate. A new poll shows Donald Trump is widening his lead over the rest of the Republican presidential candidates. On the eve of Super Tuesday, a CNN ORC national poll has Trump with 49% support from registered GOP voters. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit, Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat.